Cheapy dates can be the best dates of all. He or she's a cheap date, but you know, that sounds like a put-down. Doesn't have to be. There are tons of fun things to do, and they are inexpensive. Not cheap, if you know what I mean. Steph Safran is the introductionista. Is that right, introductionista?
Chicago's introductionista, absolutely.
You run Steph in the city, how to revitalize your social life. You must feel pretty good spreading so much joy and romance around the city.
It is a lot of fun because Chicago's a great town, and sometimes it's just hard to connect with people.
What is the best date? To me, it is the simple things. There was an ad for Van Camp's pork and beans. Life's simple pleasures are the best. Just going for a walk, talking, sitting on a park bench. I mean, you don't have to go to the big-time event or fly to a Caribbean island. Right?
No, I think there's a lot of opportunities. One of the great things that we have is we have a lot of art. And we have a great art scene. We've got the outdoor festivals that are starting up, but we also have gallery openings. There's receptions each month, and a lot of them are free. They occur on Friday evenings from 5 to 9. You can take your date to a gallery opening. You can look for a date, and you get to view artwork, and you get to mingle and get free drinks.
I went to a gallery crawl once, and it was a couple of galleries, River North, and they were all cooperating, and you go from one to the other. It was a blast. Didn't cost a thing.
And it's if you want to find out about any art openings, you can go to ChicagoGalleryNews.com. And find out about these. But also, same thing with the outdoor festivals. A lot of those, it's $5 to get in. I always go to the Wells Street Art Festival, and that's an opportunity to try and meet people, either meet people or go with a date and walk around and check things out.
Or public art. You can just walk around Millennium Park. You can look at the Picasso, the Miro, the Chagall. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful art that's
out
there.
The Bean.
The Bean. Who did The Bean, you know?
I don't.
Anish Kapoor. Do you know what it's really called?
What?
Cloudgate.
Ooh.
Anyway, I interviewed him. Fitness.
A lot of people are really taking into fitness, especially with Groupon and the U Swoops out there. The boot camps are very popular, and we've got the lakefront, so it makes it much better to look at than just your elliptical machine. And a lot of these places, if you want to try a boot camp, you can join the first time for free.
And you can suffer in agony with somebody else that you've just met.
They're doing the same thing. You don't have to worry about putting on so much makeup and looking all, you know, glamorous. That's another advantage.
Because I think a lot of people go to the fitness centers for that purpose alone, dates.
People do because you're going in a situation that you know people have similar goals as you do. They're into physical fitness. They're into taking care of themselves. And, you know, there's so many different types. I mean, you've got, you know, people doing all sorts of activities from spinning to yoga, Pilates, to just, you know, the basic exercise machines. You're, you know, it's not just people doing weights and running on a treadmill anymore.
Steph, here's something. Tell me if this is true. I was involved with an organization, still am. It's called Chicago Cares. It's great. Mm-hmm. Every week you can do something different and serve food at a soup kitchen, go help plant a garden to some homeless people and things like that. And a lot of people, I was kind of surprised, were involved with that. And they didn't say it was the primary reason, but it was certainly a nice side benefit that they would meet others and find dates in this kind of volunteer work. Is that also another area that you would recommend to find people to
go out with? I think volunteering is a great opportunity because now you really can, you know, help other people in need, but there's so many choices. If you want to go volunteer and give out water at a marathon, or if you want to go and go to a soup kitchen, or Chicago Cares, I know, also went around and they did painting. They painted schools, and they had a full day where they had a lot of businesses get involved. So it's really a great opportunity because now there's actually a lot of groups, particularly I've always talked about Meetup, but that you can find out people within your age group. There's another one starting out there for volunteering that is going to basically base out if you're in your 20s or 30s or 50s.
Also, your church. I mean, there's sometimes volunteer organizations within different religions, different churches. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what the parents always want. Go meet somebody who's of the faith. But you do find that is a way to meet people.
And there is a website for that, which is chicagononprofit.org. And you can take a look at a bunch of choices, as well as going to, you know, various meetup groups. And there's some people who are starting some groups that are more directed towards towards meeting dates. Mingle Around has a once a month charity group, and that is definitely meant for singles.
I like these kinds of ideas because you go to the movie and you spend the entire time not looking at or talking to one another, and you're not getting to know the person, and you're saying, God, I wonder what he's like, and you're sitting there gazing at the screen all evening.
Well, I think it gives an opportunity. A lot of these things give you an opportunity to see what people like to do when they're not in date mode. Because date mode, you're maybe a little worried about what you're going to order, or you're going to get something caught in your teeth. And, you know, in the movie, do I put my arm around her? This gives you an opportunity to be in your element.
Did I brush my teeth? Mm.
Did you have a mint? I mean, all those things. But it gives you an opportunity to try some things, and the focus is not, you know, it's not self-serving. You're trying to do activities, and that's what, you know, real life is about in terms of, you know, being with a partner.
And it's the summer. There's so much going on now.
Chicago comes alive. We complain about our winter months, but when Chicago comes alive, you just see people everywhere. I mean, we see people today everywhere.
Look
on
outside
Michigan
the
Avenue.
Allstate Showcase studio window. We got people waving like crazy. I'm waving back. Everybody's got a smile on. I think it's probably because they're WGN listeners, but it just shows you when the weather warms, we get outdoors. And so you don't have to go spend money to be outdoors. Steve Daly was on the show today, as he always is at 10:30, talking about all kinds of pet activities. If you mm-hmm. like pets, if you want to talk to and mingle with and maybe date people with pet interests, you can do that too.
I have heard people who actually bought dogs just to meet people to date, and they go to the dog parks. And they go and meet other people. And I've definitely heard people who start conversations based on just having a dog in common.
If that's your passion, you want to be going out with people who share that passion.
And well, there's so many running groups, too. And there's a Nike running group right down the street. And it's completely free to meet up right after work and go running with people. And people don't realize that there's so many options that and they're much more creative to meet people or to go on dates than just the dinner and a movie.
And it's probably safer too, or easier for those who are a little squeamish about asking somebody out on a traditional date to say, hey, look, I'm going to go volunteer over here and do this sort of thing, and would you like to come by? And they think, well, that's kind of cool and different, and you're always looking for something different rather than the standard movie and dinner.
Well, I think it gives an opportunity, because then if there is a, you know, if you're going, you don't have to put it in a romantic sense to be a date. You can just be like, I'm doing this activity. So it takes the pressure off.
Steph, what's your website?
StephandtheCity.com. That's Steph with an F.
StephandtheCity.com.